So, Steve, what's wrong with a two-party system? That's today's question.
Almost everything.
That's what I hear. And, you know, the reason I wanted to ask this question is because apparently it's a horrible system, but it's the system that apparently is winning in the United States of America. And I don't know about other places in the world, but it seems to be pretty, it seems to be like that's the way it wants to go. So what's wrong with it?
Well, I mean, it is hard in a two-party system to have a genuine debate. If one party has a good idea, it's hard for another, for the other party to admit it because it comes from your opponents, who you have to basically at all times point to as inexperienced, idiotic, or just plain wrong. So parties just end up debating over who had an idea first, or bashing legitimately good ideas because they didn't think of them, or just ignoring them altogether.
Yeah. So in a two-party system, whatever you say, I have to say the opposite.
Exactly. And so important, open, and honest discussions about what's best for our government and for our people, and what policies should be enacted, doesn't happen because we just have voices that react to the other as a bad party, as made up of bad people.
Okay, so like, now what if like you disagree with the current person in power, but there's like a 7-party system. So everyone else ends up voting all over the place, and we end up with, like, still that one person who's in power that we disagree with is in power, and there's no, like, clear-cut person to vote for to get them out. Is that bad?
That happens in a system where the person or the party with the most votes forms government. But in a parliamentary system like ours in Canada, for example, you can have a number of different parties that all take up a small percentage of the vote, but together they get enough MPs elected to have more members of parliament than the main party. Mm-hmm. And so they will come together either in a formal coalition or informally oppose the current government, and in that way change who is in power.
Mm-hmm. And so you said that it's impossible to have a good debate with a two-party system. What's the importance of having that more general debate?
Well, I mean, think about it like this. How many issues are there about how we live together that have only two sides to them? A right side and a wrong side.
Okay, true. You
know, okay. Do we need to take care of the environment? Yes, no. I mean, no, it's incredibly complicated to know how we should deal with our environmental resources, or the best way to take care of our seniors, or the best kind of tax policies. And governments and parties need to be able to create new ideas and bring them to the table and explore the nuances of those ideas without automatically knee-jerk reacting to what you're hearing from the other party.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, would you say in a two-party system, people are more motivated to vote because they feel like their vote is going to go either for or against something, as opposed to a multiple-party system where people may think that their vote doesn't matter as much because it always ends up in a coalition anyway, or always ends up with just a mess of parties? Are people more motivated to vote in two-party systems?
I believe, and I'm not positive that the data backs me up on this, but I believe that you're more likely to vote when you have parties and candidates that are closer aligned to your values and beliefs than when you're simply voting against a party that you don't like or for a party that you've just traditionally voted for. So this is why we see more Green supporters in Canada getting out and voting than Liberal supporters, according to the percentages, because Green supporters are predominantly voting for their values, whereas a lot of Liberal voters have just been voting Liberal their whole life, and it's more rote behavior than it is an inherent part of their identity.
So a two-party system is bad for debate, and a multiple party system is good for debate. And in politics, we want debate because issues are complicated.
Yeah, it's not necessarily that a two-party system has to lead to that kind of situation, but it certainly seems to encourage that kind of behavior in its politicians and in the parties. The only benefit worth noting in a two-party system is that it makes voting very simple. Yeah. Because you have so little choice on election day, you know how to vote.
But simple isn't always better, because the simplest would be a one-party system.
Exactly. All hail the king.